Imagine all Whoville remembered the past. Imagine all Whoville wanted to cast the Whonets way high up in the air and capture the Grinch with all his green hair. So imagine the townspeople took to the courts. Whoville versus Grinch, a drama of sorts. Pretend that they looked to the courts of the state. Deciding forgiveness just had to wait. Three charges, three big ones, a three-count indictment, and the only defense, a sort of contritement. For all that the Grinch could truly say was, "I'm sorry, not again," in his change-of-heart way. Defense enough? You have to decide. Hear all the counts with ears open wide, and then think if the jury were you. If the jury were you, what would you do? Count number one would certainly be, you probably guessed it, burglary. For the Grinch, he entered a dwelling intending to take all things within, including the mending. Illinois Code Section 19-3 describes residential burglary. For the Grinch to be guilty of just such a crime, he'd have to have entered with theft on his mind. Did he? Let's look to the Dr. Seuss book. In it, Grinch grabs Sandy Hat from a hook and didn't say much of what he was thinking, but we look to his actions, and soon he'll be sinking. Count number two, a simple one, theft, for the Grinch came to Whoville and left it bereft of all the Who's things, the roast beast, the presents, leaving all Who's less Who-like, more like singing peasants. Illinois Code Section 16-1 tells about theft, doesn't mention by gun. Instead, there is guilt if, by threat or deception, he's got things of another, like the stuff I just mentioned. We'll look to the book again for the facts. The Grinch has a witness to his evil acts. Cindy Lou Who watched the tree go and grieved. It's she whom the Grinch meant to deceive. And recall that sad little dog name of Max? We've all heard tales of such horrid attacks on that poor little antlered mutt. No, hairy sweetie, cruelty to animals. Count number three. The humane care for animals law seemed written to get the Grinch right in the craw. The Grinch wasn't allowed to go wherever he went, an animal he can't overwork or torment. There's evidence there, nice drawings in fact, Grinch giving Max horns, a very cruel act. Then overwork? Max pulled a stuffed sled. Torment? Oh yes, Grinch played games with his head. But as for witnesses, dogs cannot talk, and so on this count, Grinch might get to walk. The pictures, they're there, everyone plain as day. But you've guessed it, it's all called hearsay. After his deeds, the Grinch changed his small heart and put all things back where they'd been at the start. But that, while a very fine act, thing, or gesture, is not a defense, more like prison investiture. A judge, however, could indeed consider such things, mitigation in Grinch's own court sentencing, and send Grinch to jail, put him in ties, for far less time than he'd face otherwise. So would you convict? Oh, please, please do tell. In the book there's no trial, all's well that ends well. The case seemed pretty airtight, but I must hasten. I'm against crime, my name's Jay Kaysen.